Colorado has gone back and forth a few times, but it hasn't gone for a Democratic candidate since Bill Clinton in 1992. He lost it in 96. Colorado is unlike a lot of other Republican-leaning states in that it has, a very high levels of education. It also has a lot of people who move there for the natural amenities who tend to be more on the Democratic side. It also has some very strongly conservative areas. And it has, I can pair this with a map of the topography. Certainly the Great Plains, the flat area in the east, very Republican voting. The sort of high desert plateau area of the far west with a lot of Mormons tends to be very Republican voting. It's along the Front Range where you have the big cities from Fort Collins down through Boulder, Denver, down to Colorado Springs. That is the crucial battleground area. In the mountains, you have a lot of small counties. A lot of these have very low populations, but they go back to the mining days. Some of those lost population after the mines closed down and have been reborn as ski resorts, mountain areas, again, natural amenity zones. And they tend to be very Democratic voting. So you can see there's not many people here, but you have a county like Pitkin County right here. You can't see it there, but it's a very, very dark blue. That's where Aspen is.